All right, let's get to some group therapy, shall we?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Lisa, in quotes, says, I need some help because my friends are kind of divided on what I should do.
All right.
I am dating two men.
Nope.
I started dating them each about the same time, and since obviously I wasn't exclusive with anyone or in any way obligated, it didn't seem strange to just go on dates with both men.
Sure.
So that's what dating is, isn't it?
Okay.
Now, about 7 months in,
okay,
I find myself liking them both, hiding each from each other, not really sure how to choose who to stay with and who to let go. It's getting harder and harder to balance this without each finding out about the other. My friends are divided on who I should end up with.
Oh, God.
They're both great in a lot of similar ways, both super attractive. So how do you choose? And how long can you date multiple people before it's considered cheating?
Wow. Wouldn't we all like to be in that position, right?
We are living in the gray area.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, look, you understand. I get it. Maybe both relationships didn't start immediately at the same time. And so
no, she said they did.
She did? I missed that part. Anyways, so after, you know, you're kind of like doing your thing. And then after all of a sudden you blink and it's 7 months in and you're like, oh, gosh, all right, we're getting to the point where I'm going to need to figure this out.
Typically, 7 months in, I feel like you're exclusive.
Well, right? If you haven't had that conversation with either, then I think you're still fine.
Okay. So you don't think there's been like an assumption? Because I feel like...
Well, if there's an assumption and it's assumed by one or the other, then, yeah, you probably should have that conversation. But you know, if you're both just... If everybody is... All three are just being casual with everything and there has been no, like, long-term talk yet...
I mean, that's possible, but I feel like I know if I had been seeing someone for 7 months, I would be in assumption land. Like, I would think, this is my boyfriend. Probably how I'm introducing him.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah. So maybe that's a good indicator, too. Are you introducing each one as a boyfriend or a friend?
Well, she didn't go into those details, but did say she's hiding one from the other. Like, she does not want one to know about the other. So that tells me right there
that she's
like boyfriend-girlfriend behavior.
Right, I was going to say that she's assuming that they're more than just, quote, friends with both. But is she introducing... Like, hey, this is my friend Dave, or hey, this is my boyfriend Dave, or hey, this is Mark.
Or you could just say, hey, this is Dave. Just not give a label to it.
Yeah,
now, Trina says that if there's no commitment in either, then there's no cheating. Like, if there's no boyfriend, girlfriend
talk,
you know, kind of intimate behavior.
Oh, like touchy-feely stuff?
Right. If we're touchy-feely with both, we need to be making that choice. Then that's cheating. If you're getting to that... If you're sliding into home with both, then you're cheating on both.
Really?
Yes. Yes. If we are running around the bases with both. Now, if we're just at like first or second, maybe it's
interesting.
Still fine. But if we're going all the way around the bases.
I mean, I'm sitting there saying this.
We're hitting home runs.
But knowing that if I was the guy in that, I would probably think, okay, well, you know, she's my girlfriend, that we're exclusive, but we've got to have that conversation. So,
right. Yeah, that's what Trish says on text. Unless there's been a conversation leading one or both to think they're exclusive, then proceed as is.
All right. So 502-795-1997, how did you find yourself in this situation and what did you do? All right.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. Okay. I want to hear those stories. All and, right. And yeah, that's group therapy. So we'll take your stories on that coming up. Your stories of dating multiple people at one time. 99.7 DJX. Lisa, our listener, she needs help choosing between a couple great guys. 7 months she's been, I don't want to say stringing them both along, but she's been dating both of them.
Right, but she's hiding them from each other.
Yeah, and her question to us is, hey, when do I need to make this decision? They're both great, and when is it now considered cheating? Got a message from a listener. My grandparents had dates lined up throughout their weeks back in the day. Grandma told me she was going with a few guys when she finally met Grandpa. Cut it off with all the others after that, though, so I think once you find someone serious, that's when you change it up and focus on one.
Okay, and on the text line, Jeannie and Aaron both are just like, if she's so open and casual, why not tell each other about the other? Like, if you feel like you have to hide each from the other,
I feel that, is the cheating
that
part.
Makes it feel like it's the cheating. Yes, John on Facebook says, I believe there's a clear difference between dating and seeing someone. Mm-hmm. Dating is when you're just getting to know someone to see if there's a chance at a long-term right. relationship. While 7 months is hardly long-term, that's also a long time, though, to try and explain away that you're dating someone, let alone two men. So I question, that's what dating is, right? No, in my opinion, this left the dating realm a long time ago. This is having your cake and eating it too.
Mm. Got another message from a listener. Says, I fall for someone hard and fast, so I date multiple people at the same time, and that allows me not to have all my eggs in one basket in case after the honeymoon phase the relationship doesn't work out. You're allowed to casually date multiple people at the same time, but the second you become exclusive, then that stops.
So what about intimacy level? Like, if we are, you know, all the way intimate with one, then aren't we, you know, than cheating if there's somebody else in there? Are we doing that with both? See, that's where I feel like...
Well, that's where
that
the communication
is occurring,
comes.
Then that's a relationship.
Yeah.
Then I feel like you're kind of cheating. Rhonda says she needs to have the talk with them both. Mm-hmm. Who knows? One of them may not be ready for the next level, and that will decide for her.
Got another message from a listener who's been there. Said, I've tried it before, and it's exhausting. Dating multiple people, right?
Yeah. It sounds like that's why she's writing us, is she's getting to the point where she's getting exhausted because it takes a lot of hiding.
Right. And this person continues and says, then it gets confusing when they start developing feelings, mm-hmm. you know, pushing for intimacy, or they want to see you, but you just saw the other person the night before, so it feels too soon.
Awkward.
Yep. I had this constant sense of guilt and unease. It was fun at first until my emotions and guilty conscience kicked in.
Yeah, and we're 7 months in.
Yeah.
So I feel like that has to be a factor,
right?
It's hard to just kind of keep people at arm's length for that long.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, do we just go, hey, rock, paper, scissors, pick one? And if they're both equal, they're both the same level of attractiveness. I mean, there have been a lot of people that are like, hey, if you guys haven't had that conversation, they're probably not exclusive with you either.
Yes, that's a valid point. So I feel like at this point, if she's coming to us saying, help me choose, then it feels like she is done with trying to juggle both of them. And she wants to figure out how do I figure out which one is has got long-term possibilities.
Yeah, long-term possibility. Maybe start dipping your toe in the conversations that like the heavier conversations and see how they align with you.
Having the future talks,
attitude, values, and beliefs, and stuff like that. And the one that more kind of aligns with you that way, maybe that's the person that you're like, all right, let's give this one a go, and we'll start to phase the other one out.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Well, hey, good luck. We can all live vicariously through you and your exploits. That's kind of fun to think about.
Can't wait to figure out which one you choose.
Yeah,
it'd be great if you could just send pictures.
I was going to say, can you choose tonight and then get back?
Yeah.
Can we get back with you tomorrow and say,
we're going to need pictures. We're going to need resumes.
Who'd you choose?
We're going to need copies, all the things. Just write it all down on paper, pros and cons
for each.
We'll help you decide.
Well, let us know if we can be any more, quote, help, and keep us posted on what happens. All right, that is group therapy.